And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades. That's what we're doing. All right, so I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, the America Party, question mark. Is this happening? I don't know. And I say that because there are indeed some things that have to be done from a legal standpoint. I don't know if they've been done yet. You don't just say, we're the party. All right, so you got it. There's actually a framework that has to be established. There's actually federal campaign finance guidelines that have to be established. They have to. Now, Elon can afford any attorney in the world to help him navigate that, so I just don't know if he's done it yet. I have seen no report in front of me that tells me that in an official capacity that the forming of the new America political party has been formed. I don't know. If it is, somebody tell me, because I have not seen that in my resourcing for the show. Have you seen it? Is it out there?
There is a document. I can try and pull it up and see specifically what it is, but there's something to verify.
So they did file
with... Yeah, there's something filed, yeah.
With the I guess with the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission?
Yes, it was some... I'll find it.
Yeah, find that and see. They're going to wind up having to establish all kinds of parameters. Their fundraising is going to have to be validated. They're going to have to do certain things. All right, they can do all that. But the question is, what do they stand for? What are they going for? Why are they going for it? Is this really going to happen? Do we historically see third parties function well in the U.S.? And then you look at it and think, my gosh, look at the governments in like places like Israel and Great Britain, where they've got so many parties that you wind up having to form what they call coalition governments. Now, I'm not so purist in my republicanism that I don't recognize that sometimes competition actually drives improvement. I'm good with that idea. What I don't want to see, though, is something that is solely designed by someone who has sour grapes right now about one aspect of a giant legislative win that they are determined to make people pay, if you follow me. Did you find that document? What'd you find?
Yeah, so it's I'm putting up on the stream here, the FEC Form 1 Statement of Organization here.
So they did file it?
Yeah, American Party, AMEP. So it says
the AMEP, the America. What's the E stand for?
The AME? I guess AME, America and then party. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we got the GOP, the Dems, and the AMEP. All right. So they've officially filed their FEC documents as a statement of organization. So they are officially organized. Okay. That's legit. That appears to be something the custodian of records has received, and there it is. More to come on it. We'll talk about who's supporting it, but let's take a look at some things that Musk has said about why this is happening. First of all, he did a poll. So I got a piece from The Hill. TheHill.com points out that Musk leaned hard into his proposal for a third party. So right there on the day that the Big Beautiful Bill was being signed, on the the July 4th holiday, he decided to start the new party. And it says, hours before Trump signed the sprawling reconciliation package into law, Musk asked his followers on social platform X whether he should move forward creating it. So I will point out this is an unscientific poll. I'm not taking away from it per se. Anecdotal gatherings of information mean something, but this was not an official poll. This is people who already follow him saying things to see where we go. By a 2-to-1 margin, he says, he got back results that said, apparently a bunch of y'all want to do it. So he said, let's do it. So they filed it. He re-upped the survey several times throughout the day, gave a glimpse into his strategy. Here's why I know that this will wind up hurting Republicans more than Democrats love this. They're like, go for it. Get her done. Says their idea would be to focus on 2 or 3 Senate seats and 8 to 10 House district seats. Given the razor-thin legislative margins, that would be enough to serve as a deciding vote, said Musk, on contentious laws, ensuring they will serve the true will of the people. Will it? Because what that means is, if you're running something that is looking at taking away from the GOP majority, decidedly taking away, then you're running the risk of the GOP not being able to get anything done. What else is they would do for? I mean, what's their platform? What are they gonna stand for? I would call it GOP light. I've got a piece here from Daily Wire, Dateline yesterday. Daily Wire, Elon Musk on Saturday evening officially announced the creation of the new political party called the America Party. Musk suggested, listen to it, you ready? Suggested the new party will focus on reducing debt and regulation, promoting responsible spending, free speech, the modernization of the U.S. military, among other political issues. Okay. Is there anything in the Democrat Party or the leftist progressive left platform that you think deals with responsible spending? I got a cricket sound effect out there somewhere. I need it. You ready? Go. Responsible spending. No. How about free speech? Democrats, would you like to modernize the U.S. military? Are there Second Amendment issues that you like? All right, so what you just heard there are all the things that the Republican Party already says it stands for. So for him to form the America Party, to say that they're going to do those things, is to say we're going to do those things to be GOP light. Because what you don't hear in there is, where is he on pro-life? Well, he's not strong on pro-life. What you don't hear in there is upfunding the police. I'm not saying he's against it, but I'm just saying you're not hearing that. All the things he listed as the things that the America Party would do are things that the Republican Party platform already contains. Whether you think they accomplished them or not is not the issue. The question is, what's the platform? Okay, if the platform is those things in the Republican side, then what he's doing is creating GOP light. And he says he's creating it for the sole purpose of starting off focusing on 2 or 3 Senate seats, 8 to 10 House district seats. That tells me his goal is to make sure that the slim Republican majority goes away while claiming to stand for the same things that the Republicans say they already stand for. It's a conundrum, y'all. I'm just telling you. Now, Donald Trump's got some comments on this. Donald Trump has some comments on this, as you can well imagine. Piece from the Daily Wire again. Dateline yesterday. President Donald Trump has been, quote, saddened to watch his former ally, tech titan Elon Musk, go, quote, off the rails, said the president. Here's his actual quote. He said, "I am saddened to watch Elon Musk go completely off the rails, essentially becoming a train wreck over the past 5 weeks. He even wants to start a third political party, despite the fact they've never succeeded in the U.S. The system seems not designed for them. The one thing third parties are good for is the creation of complete and total disruption and chaos," says the president. "And we have enough of that with the radical left Democrats who have lost their confidence and their minds." That's a classic Trump tweet, actually a truth on Truth Social. But then he goes on to talk about the fact that, you know, he thinks Elon is still mad about the fact that the EV subsidies went away. Musk says he's not. But there is a telling piece in the middle of it. Musk said in response to that accusation, he said, "Keep the EV and solar incentive cuts," like he doesn't care. "Even though," he says, "no oil and gas subsidies are touched. Very unfair." Oh, so he does have a beef. He does have a beef with the subsidies. He feels like some parts of the so-called green energy sector are getting upfunded while his is not. And he says it's unfair. But then he says, "But ditch the mountain of disgusting pork in the bill. In the entire history of civilization, there has never been legislation that both big and beautiful. Everyone knows this," said Musk. Okay. Bottom line is this. That's an aha moment for me. I have an aha moment right here when I see that he is expressing his displeasure with the EV mandates being gone, claiming he wants to take down the slim Republican majority, and claiming to have a platform that is just GOP light. More on this in a minute. We'll tell you who's actually supporting this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama's Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number 3. Hour number 3 on a Meatloaf Monday. Have you got your meatloaf picked out? It's time. Almost a go-home time on a Meatloaf Monday. Hey, I'm in Dipper number 2, talking about the potential formation of this, or potential, apparently it's formed, the America Party. So I gave you some breakdowns of things, and by the way, all I'm doing is quoting what Elon Musk himself has said. If you think about it, this is not something that is designed to hurt Democrats. It's not. It's designed to hurt Republicans. Now, He may claim, no, it's designed to make everybody better. And I get that. That's a fair argument, because maybe Republicans will go be what they say they are, because they're not always. It's so frustrating to watch Republicans campaign hard about the true conservative. And I follow the MAGA plan. And then they get in the office and they're like squishy. You know, I don't want to make a wave. I want to keep my office. I need to be. Well, you got elected to be it. So what are you worried about not getting elected for? However, I will say this. I also recognize what slim majorities that we're running on right now. Like, we're like literally the other day, the vice president had to cast the determining vote because it was that close. So that being said, Elon Musk himself is saying his goal is to attack some of the, what he would call, available seats. In his own words, he says, given the razor-thin legislative margins, we could focus on just 2 or 3 Senate seats, 8 to 10 House districts. So what he's saying is, I can take away the slim majority. Great. Good plan. How would that work out for you? All the things that you work for, capitalism, all of it. Poof. That being said, again, he also points out that the New America Party would, in his own words, be for responsible spending, free speech, the modernization of the U.S. military, and reducing debt and regulation. None of those are Democrat talking points. Not a single one of them. Not a single one of them is a Democrat talking point. What that tells me is there's probably going to be cultural issues that they're soft on. While there's going to be red on some things, blue on others, it's going to be a purple party. It's going to be GOP light. It's going to be the people that hate Trump and that would vote for anybody. They'd vote for your neighbor's house cat before they'd vote for Trump, even though they consider themselves to be Republicans. It's going to be people like the ones who are lining up with him right now. Who we got? All right, you got a piece here. Where'd it go? Yeah. The Daily Beast. Phil, did you go to the Daily Beast? I did. I go to these places so you don't have to. But yes, the Daily Beast is quickly pointing out that the effort is mounting up its opposition leadership. Who do we have? Pray tell, who's going to join us? Well, Anthony Scaramucci. The Mooch. That guy is such a putz. The Mooch. They point out that he's a former White House Director of Communications. No, he's not. Wasn't he there for like 3 days? Can you look it up? How long did Anthony Scaramucci work in the White House? I think it was like a week at most. It was awful. He came and he went. Like, maybe a record. Do you see it?
10 or 11 days. Yes.
There it is.
From July 21st, 2017, and apparently till July 31st, 2017.
So don't even hang your pictures on the wall. Don't even learn where the bathrooms are. But the Daily Beast is still going to call him a former White House Director of Communications.
I didn't even know who he was till just now, so there's that.
The guy is so cheesy. I mean, he looks like somebody you should not trust, you know, with your wife or your life. You know what I'm saying? So Scaramucci has been a staunch critic of Trump since departing the White House. Well, he was there for 10 or 11 days. He was embarrassing. He endorsed former Vice President Kamala Harris. He also had choice words for Musk, telling CNN early this year that the tech oligarch should lay off the politics, stick to business. But now Musk's party has also attracted interest not just from Scaramucci, but from Mark Cuban, the billionaire entrepreneur who supported Democrat causes in a big way. Other political figures who have expressed interest are people like Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang, that guy's a lib, and Justin Amash, a former Republican representative from Michigan. A viable political party must follow the Constitution to be fiscally responsible, says Amash. And then there's all this talk about tech investor Tyler Palmer also chiming in. Where do we send our donations? Okay. But, that's a mixed bag of loose nuts. I don't think that would ever, if you think for a second that Anthony Scaramucci and Justin Amash and, you know, Andrew Yang and Elon Musk are all going to get in a room and come out with consensus. Good luck. Who else? I got a piece here from Newsweek. Newsweek points out some of the same. Newsweek also points out that we have people like Roger Stone saying, I have respect for Elon Musk, everything he's done for free speech, and to ferret out waste, fraud, and corruption, but I would rather see him pursue his efforts at things like electoral reform, within Republican primaries rather than having a new party splitting the vote of sane people and letting the Marxist Democrats gain control again. And then there's Steve Bannon, who went completely nuclear and believes that we ought to see Elon Musk deported, which is, no, that's not going to happen. He's a U.S. citizen, for crying out loud. And then you got, you know, people like, they got an American politics expert at the University of Portsmouth. What? University of Portsmouth? Okay. Third parties do not tend to have a long lifetime in American politics. It would likely split the Republican vote, says this expert, potentially resulting in a Democrat-dominated House of Representatives, at least in the short term, due to the winner-takes-all electoral system. Listen, I mean, this is what I think is going to happen. I do. Scott Jennings, who is, in my opinion, a rock star right now, that guy can get on there on CNN and stand his ground. But CNN political commentator Scott Jennings on Daily Caller warned yesterday Elon Musk, his newly launched third party, would divide the right and help Democrats win. Musk posted on X Saturday he created the American Party, and then here's what he said. I'm talking about he being Scott Jennings. It's harder than it looks to start a political party, and you know, we'll see where they go with it. My humble advice to Elon, who I admire very much, is that you might maybe dividing the forces of the people who want to save Western civilization to the benefit of the people who don't. And so to the extent that this effort would divide conservatives and Republicans against each other, that would not be helpful, because it would leave the country to people who want unfettered immigration, who don't share your fiscal views, and so on and so forth. He said third parties are like honeybees. They sting, and then they die. Yeah, well, I think we can look back and we can say, okay, we got a healthy dose of Bill Clinton because Ross Perot decided to run as a billionaire for president. And he stole enough of the vote to upset the George W. Bush campaign. I think we can look at certain places where independents step in and they split the vote. Now, I'm going to go ahead and caveat, and I'm not trying to toe the line on this. I'm going to tell you, I believe in competition, and I believe in the right of someone to run. I will also tell you, though, that every state has its own laws. In Alabama, you can't even run as an independent or a party unless you've been certified at the state level, not just the federal level. So you got to get on the ballot and make it work. You got to be able to, in Alabama, to run as an independent, you have to get signatures. In other words, you have to go through a massive amount of work to get independent signatures because you don't have any party vetting you or backing you. Party politics can be tiresome. Party politics can be boring. Party politics can also be onerous. Party politics are party politics. Put anything into committee and watch how well it goes. But the reality is, it's also your team. And the last thing I want to do is watch the portal open up and all of a sudden, everybody's leaving the team because somebody's paying more NIL over here in the America Party. That was a bad idea for us, and I'm really hoping we don't see it happen.
You know, if I just add this real quick before the break, I agree with everything you're saying about the party being GOP-like, too. I actually don't think the party itself is, I think it's going to be a flash in the pan, but who knows? However, I think it's important for GOP not to be like, oh, it's just Elon being Elon.
Yeah, don't discard it. Yep.
Like, Elon represents a massive base that helped Republicans win this past year. And I'm a little bit worried about the midterms if, you know, a lot of the independent voters and whoever voted Republican this last term who support people like Elon and Thomas Massey that Trump's going after, if they sit out and the Democrats win this, you know, upcoming midterms. I'm not saying that should dictate what Trump does. However, I would like it if we didn't just attack the people that were worrisome on the bill and just, you know, disagree on policy. I worry if the visceral attacks against like Massey and Elon and those sorts is going to end up biting us in the butt, but we'll see.
Well, I think I worry just as much about Elon's attacks against people who voted for the bill and forming a third party because of it. I think it's basically like cutting off your nose to spite your face because the 90% friend is better than your 100% enemy every day of the week. And if you think that the Democrats are going to walk back in and be passive and be nice and we'll work with you better this time, screw that. They're going to come in mad.
No, they're going to like impeach Trump, try to day one.
They're going to file articles of impeachment. They're going to be impeding everything. They're going to be trying to overturn things. They're going to be trying to pack the courts. So all said and done, the joy of victory that we've had can be quickly undone. And right now, it appears it could be undone by our own. I agree with you. Do not underestimate this. I said earlier when I first started this segment, I totally agree. Elon Musk has been crazy successful at everything that he sets his mind to. And if he sets his mind, if he sets his you know, autistic mind to this,
yeah,
where he fixates and obsesses on it, and it becomes his new thing, he could build something that could be damaging.
And Elon has the resources other third party, like people who've tried to do it, didn't have. So he could be a major, major spoiler. That worries me a little bit.
He could take $1 billion and fund it from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you got state laws they got to get through as well as federal laws. But still, do not underestimate this America Party. Me personally, I think it's a bad idea. I think it's a bad idea as a Republican. I think it's a bad idea as a conservative. I think it's a bad idea as somebody who's enjoyed the wins that we've been having. We'll wait and see. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break right now. I'll come back and catch up on a ton of text messages. You want to text it? Text it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. What do you think? America Party? Tell me how you feel. We'll be right back.